Yeah, stick beans, you see.
Bunch beans and stick beans. Mm-hmm. Stick beans are the, what do you call the beans that aren't on sticks or poles?
Bunch beans. They're bunch beans.
Okay. Are those the same things that some people call half runners?
No, there is a half runner, but they're a bunch bean. You don't stick that. Mm-hmm. Is that too severe?
I just wonder about there. But what do you call all those beans together? You might call, bunch beans. Those are all bunch beans.
Well, you don't call them together because you wouldn't know what you had. Bunch beans or stick beans, you plant one or the other and you go.
How about the term, what about the beans that you have to pull the things off of? That's
string beans. There's a stringless bean and in a bunch bean, but not in a bowl bean, I know.
Well, do you ever use the expression green beans?
Yeah.
What are they?
They're beans green. You eat them hull and all. And when you dried beans, you shell them out and do away the hull.
What kinds of dried beans are there?
Well, there's what they call October beans. And then, of course, these you buy on the market. Bird dried beans, but nobody dried them, chilled them here much beans. That'll go. Eat them green all together, you know. Can them.
Well, couldn't you call string beans? Could you call string beans green beans?
Yeah.
And you'd call pole beans or stick beans green beans?
Green beans, yeah.
You might call them all what?
Green beans.
All right. They, and all of those things, the beans and the, all of these other things are all different kinds of beans and peas and all these other things you grow in the garden are all different kinds of...
You grow them all in the garden. Okay.
What are they, though? What would you call all of those things together?
Well, just got a good garden, they'd say.
What kind of a garden?
It's just a garden, that's it for you. It is a very garden of spring you supply your table with.
The produce in a grocery, let's put it this way, the produce in a grocery store, when you buy the produce in the grocery store, you're talking about corn and carrots and all of these things.
They all come out of the garden.
No, but those would be all different kinds of...
Of course, when they raise them for commercial use, well, they raise them in the field some way, not here.
If you had a whole bunch of those things and chopped them up and put them in soup, what kind of soup would that be?
Vegetable soup.
Okay. What do you call corn that has the outer yellow cover removed? Sometimes they do this with lye.
Hominy.
And what do you call it when it's ground?
Meal.
Hominy meal or just meal?
No, just meal.
Okay.
Don't have no hominy meal.
What about the term grits?
Of what?
Grits.
It's a commercial term, but I don't know how they make one.
You don't use the term grits. What's something you might have with chicken? It's not potatoes, but it's white and kind of fluffy, that you might eat with potato. It might eat instead of potatoes at a meal.
You mean dumplings?
No, this is something that you boil. It's grown down in swampy land. I don't think you grow much.
Eat it with what?
Oh, you can eat it with chicken, you can eat it with seafood, you can eat it with chop suey. It's a kind of white thing that's boiled. One of the brand names is Uncle Ben's, or Minute. It's a kind of, it's something, they grow a lot of it in Louisiana and down along the coast. Where they would grow
it. Squash you too much.
No, but this is something that grows in... It's a basic food, as basic as potatoes, and people who don't eat potatoes frequently eat this instead.
I don't know.
Oh, sure you do. It's white.